Let's get into it. Breaking this morning, MPS Superintendent Dr. Keith Posley out. It's what they wanted.
We want you gone. No more playing games. Say bye-bye to the bad guy in this whole board, because all of y'all failed our children.
Oof. Packed house at MPS headquarters and an hours-long public hearing.
President Herndon.
Aye.
That's seven ayes. The motion passes.
And early this morning, after a lengthy session behind closed doors, that motion to accept the resignation of Dr. Posley, effective at the end of the month, but he's essentially done now. Another senior MPS staffer will run the district while they search for an interim superintendent. The board hired an outside financial expert, former superintendent in Waukesha, Todd Gray, to help them secure the state funding for the Department of Public Instruction that is in jeopardy due to MPS failing to file. They're 8 months late on financial records to DPI. That may ultimately have a fix. No one believes, I think, in earnest that the state will actually withhold millions and millions of dollars from Milwaukee students who aren't at fault in this. So they will find a fix, but it will not be as easy to fix this.
We believed in you, but we no longer believe in you.
We need to fire this man,
yes,
and I need y'all to understand that firing him, we cannot let that stop us.
And some parents at the meeting talking about recall elections for the school board. It's over more than, what, this financial crisis that is a failure of trust. Remember, this all comes just weeks after voters approved that $500 million referendum for MPS. TMJ4 News talking with this parent after the meeting.
I encouraged my neighbors and my friends to vote for the referendum. And it seems like the higher we go, the more corruption that there is.
Would that have changed your vote?
I would have not voted for the referendum.
Yeah, so MPS begins anew this morning working to fix the immediate financial crisis. That's story number one. Got to hire a superintendent long term. That's story number two. And then even longer term is how do you rebuild the trust with this community?
And that's a question we posed to Alan Borisic, senior fellow in law and public policy. You may recognize the name, also a longtime Journal Sentinel reporter on education. And here's what he said when it comes to the trust issue.
You've got student achievement. You've got major staffing issues, just getting people to take teaching jobs. You've got leadership issues. You've got the state of kids in the city outside of the schools, which obviously is a whole nother set of crises. The agenda of problems, a friend of mine used to say, their problems have problems. And I assume the immediate financial issue will sort of be patched over, and someone will come in to run the system. But how are we going to move forward? That is such an urgent and huge question.
Yeah, and the president of the school board did speak on that issue of, you know, what are we doing short term to make sure that we're going to get that money? That's most immediate concern. Let me see if I have Marva Herndon on that. Yeah.
Our priority is to complete all documents and reports necessary to the Department of Public Instruction to avoid any delays in funding.
So as I said, the board has hired an outside financial expert. He's a former superintendent from Waukesha, Todd Gray, to help shepherd them through that process. Also, just coming in this morning, comment from Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson. I have his statement, which is rather lengthy. I'll read you just this one paragraph. Regardless of how the district got to this point, what our students need and our community deserves is accountability, stability, and solutions. I have discussed with both DPI and MPS the plan in place to resolve the reporting and accounting mismanagement that landed MPS in this situation. We will secure the needed resources for our community's children and educators. I believe that. I believe it's too big to fail. I believe a lot of people will get DPI what they ultimately need. That's not to downplay the seriousness of being 8 months delinquent on getting them their numbers. But I think they won't allow that to happen.
How does that there's still questions about how that lasts that long, too. I mean, it reminds me of the Christmas tree story about who's going to take the Christmas trees. Remember that? The city
yes,
dealing with
and
that.
Yes, and who like, knew what, when, and yeah, they're like, how, we didn't know about this. What?
How in the world does it go that long? That you're delinquent that long in reporting something that you're being asked of.
So the issue of trust, though, I think is really, really serious for MPS. MPS, as we've talked about in the last couple of weeks, always been a punching bag. And, you know, some of the criticism has been fair and some of it's sometimes not fair. But again, this isn't a situation where historically you've had maybe people who live elsewhere or outstate Republicans who complain about funding MPS and other. This is folks in Milwaukee who feel like they got duped. because they weren't told the whole story. They didn't know what was going on. They feel they got duped by the superintendent, who's now out. Maybe they got lied to by the school board, or at least the school board wasn't fully transparent with them. You've got the board itself saying, we didn't know some of this stuff. Like, it's a total collapse.
Do you have his comments readily available? So right after
the board
accepted his resignation, he made comments to the board, and just give him a listen.
And this is about 2 o'clock in the morning. By the way,
Probably 2:30-ish. Yeah,
after the hours long bloodletting from the community, after the lengthy closed door session, after the exception and the vote to accept his resignation. Here's the now former superintendent Keith Posley.
I just want to get this opportunity to say thank you, and to the board, thank you for trusting in me to serve the Milwaukee Public Schools. Thank you.
That sounded a little tone deaf, right?
I was waiting for an I'm sorry about that.
Thank you for trusting me to screw this up, is basically what many people believe he should have been saying.
Right. Weren't you waiting for a sorry about that?
Yeah.
Or I understand, you know, I had nothing but the best of intentions. Yeah. I understand
the frustration.
That I failed. I let down this board and I let down the community, and for that I'm deeply sorry. Or not just... Hey, thanks. This has been great. this has really been an honor.
I'm out. Right. Get some job in Chicago. I'm going to head to Baltimore.
Yeah,
Detroit.
I'll go work for a think tank somewhere.
All the other superintendents where they end up going after us.
So long term for MPS, a number of people on the text line this morning chiming in, like, do you want to keep doing the same thing? Or is it time to really think about major structural change? It's been floated before that you put the schools under the purview of the mayor, which is done in no community in the state that I'm aware of, right? Every state has kind of the same structure. You have your local school board, you elect your school board representatives, they hire and manage the superintendent position, and schools are run that way in this state. It's been suggested that, look, put MPS under the mayor, then you have one person who's solely accountable for that. The mayor could either appoint school board members or have a separate department within city government that runs the schools.
It's interesting you bring that up, because we asked that of Alan Borsick as well. It's just like, what's the bigger issue right now? What's the biggest challenge? Is it the finance piece, or is it finding the right leader? And he said neither.
To be honest, it's bigger than either of those things, in my opinion. Certainly, it was abundantly clear that Dr. Posley had to leave at this point. I mean, nobody was there to support him anymore. And they do have big financial problems, which I don't want to minimize that. But the bigger problem is just, how do I put this? How do we get our act together? How do we get stabilized and focused on improving the whole situation for Milwaukee kids? Because it's really so listless and so drifting at the moment. And so they need someone, and they need a whole team to come in and say, it's a new day, and that's not going to be a simple order.
Because what are you going to do, hire another superintendent to come in here and deal with the same stuff? What's the quality of applicant you can get for this job? Who wants to come in here to this mess?
Right.
Right, to be behind the eight ball to begin with? Right? Mm-hmm. To start from behind? So the pool of applicants is maybe not going to be as attractive as what it might be for some other jobs. You've got an uphill climb. This position has, you know, chewed up and spit out a lot of people, some of them good, some of them not as good. And so you have that. I mean, can you proceed long term without completely reinventing this? And that's politically tough. I don't know if the mayor wants to do that, this particular mayor. My administration will continue to work to bring people together around education in our community. I hope the resolution of the financial reporting issues, et cetera, et cetera. You know, I'm not cracking on the mayor here, but it's like there's no big plan right there.
Right.
And again, it's not under his purview, but it could be. Could be a big idea there. I know there's been talk about breaking up MPS. You have a bunch of smaller school districts. I don't know if I love that, because then you just got a whole bunch more bureaucracy.
Yep.
Right?
Madison's tried to get involved before. Try to take control.
Hand that over to the state. Maybe they can have more influence. Is that what you want? I don't know that you want that. but it you know, it has to be fixed. It's just, here we are again. So just, if you just go through the same process, and we're going to have an intergalactic search for the right candidate to come in as superintendent, the superintendent's going to, you know, go through the same processes, fight the same bureaucracy, even if you've got a great candidate there. Is it capable of turning this around? To your point about what comes first and then what's long term, you know, it's like, okay, this financial crisis, that's an immediate symptom of something that's wrong. So you go to the hospital, we stop the bleeding from, you know, from the tumor that's causing, you know, internal bleeding and causing you immediate peril right now. You can stop that, but then the cancer is still there. Long term, how are we going to cure the cancer? And that's the question that's really in front of Milwaukee community members and this board of directors right now. 824 on Wisconsin's Morning News.